Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
And it's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and we are bringing you the players you need to know first from across the country. And we travel up to the Northeast today to bring you one of my favorite NFL Draft sleeper picks. That's New Hampshire tackling machine linebacker Matt Evans joining us on the hotline. How are you today, Matt?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing very good here, and honored to have the Buck Buchanan Award winner and two-time All-American, three-year starter, team captain. The list goes on and on, fresh off the East-West Shrine Game performance. All the accolades, Matt. What's your favorite memory or record that you hold?
I think I just our success in the playoffs, just getting the playoffs in nine straight seasons when we got there. So it's a team sport, and I think that's what I'll look back on the most and remember about UNH.
Yeah, I mean, you guys made the playoffs every year you were there, and like you said, nine consecutive seasons and eight wins in each of the past 3 years. And, you know, you guys had a nice run while you were there at New Hampshire, and like I said, three-year starter and the all-time leading tackler. So with such an established resume coming into your senior season, what were some of the aspects of your game that you wanted to work on getting better at or an area that you wanted to improve upon?
I wanted to improve on my coverage. I spent a lot of time in the film room over the summer. I just wanted to get more explosive, so that's what I kind of concentrated on. I spent the summer up at UNH, so focused on that, and I think I got better this year with coverage. So,
talking to Matt Evans, New Hampshire linebacker, here on the Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. For any NFL team listening right now, Matt, what would you say is your biggest strength?
I think it would definitely have to be my instincts. I've been playing this game since second grade, and I think I'm pretty used to the way the game goes. So I usually know where the ball is going and where it's going to be, and I think that I take pride in that. I think that's my biggest strength and what I rely on most on the field. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, just from watching you, you know, I don't know what you run the 40 in, but you know, I know you might not be the fastest guy, but you make up for it on instincts, and you cover that sideline to sideline range as good as anybody with 460 career tackles. Holy mackerel. 126 tackles this past season, 87 solo, and you finished up with a bang, six straight games over double-digit tackles to end the career, Matt. So you went off on a high note and made it into the playoffs there. So, you know, overall, you had a very solid season, and from what I hear, you're a little bit superstitious before games. You stretch in the same spot and have the same workout routine. And what's going on with that? You're a superstitious fella, huh?
Yeah, I've been like that my whole entire life. Whether it be like sports games or something like that, I'm always superstitious. Yeah, I definitely do the stretch in the same spot. Do the same thing. I play a little soccer before the game.
Pre-game.
Yeah, do a little soccer. I'd flip it over and try to kick it through the uprights. And so just have a little fun, you know, not be too serious, not be too high, too low before the games, and just kind of enjoy it and get ready.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe you could fill in as an emergency place kicker. You ever mess around a little bit and try to kick
yeah,
field goal?
All
right, we got Matt Evans, New Hampshire linebacker here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, three-year starter, and playoffs every season. You know, coming into your senior season, Matt, is a little bit different than being an underclassman. You know, some of the younger players tend to look up to the senior class and lean on them for advice. You know, what kind of leader are you? Are you a vocal guy? Are you a guy that leads by example? Talk to us about your leadership skills.
Definitely on the field, I'm a vocal leader. I'm a little bit, I guess, off the field, not too rah-rah type of guy. But I think each year I've taken a step to become a better leader each year, and you know, starting off didn't really want to step on anyone's toes, and just wanted to progress as I get older. So I was lucky enough that they voted me captain, and I think I took an even bigger role with the team. I think people listened to me and really wanted to hear what I had to say. So I definitely took the next step with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very big honor to be elected a team captain by your teammates. You know, it says a lot about a person's character. And we're talking to Matt Evans, New Hampshire linebacker, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, coming off that 8-4 season. And, you know, your success led to an invitation to the East-West Shrine Game, Matt, which was an opportunity for you to, you know, jump from the FCS and put your skills up against the FBS and, you know, maybe take on some of these players that are getting a lot more publicity than you and coming from these major mega powerhouse school programs. What was the week like at the East-West Shrine Game? What did you take away from it? I know the coaching was phenomenal, but how did you fare overall against some of these major school programs?
It was a great experience. Got to meet a lot of new people, and Jerry Glanville was our coach. He was a cool guy. He's pretty funny. Definitely a character, and our position coach is very cool, and I learned a lot of things while I was down there. Regarding the players, it might be a little bit bigger, but I didn't really see that much of a difference playing there. I just competed each and every day, so I didn't want to be overwhelmed by the moment and kind of just was myself out there and just competed.
And that was going to be my next question is I was wondering if you noticed any difference in speed. Some players notice it, some don't. It sounds like, you know, you just went about your business and handled it like you would any other day of work. So the speed difference level to you, not that big of a deal.
Yeah, a little bit faster, but I felt like I saw the field pretty well and the plays that were going on, so I didn't see that big of a difference, but definitely a little bit more speed.
And Jerry Glanville is one of my favorite NFL head coaches of all time. Really enjoyed watching him during his career. So that must have been fun playing for him. And I know there was like probably well over 100 NFL scouts in attendance. I'm sure you got the opportunity to speak to a couple NFL teams down there in St. Petersburg. What kind of feedback did you receive?
Yeah, I talked to a couple teams. They just asked about family background, different stats and stuff from this season, like things that are important to you, family life and just stuff like that. And it's good to just get going with the interviews like that and just get noticed or whatever. And but it was a good experience, and I'm glad that I got to talk to a few teams. So.
All right, we got New Hampshire tackling machine, the Wildcats' all-time leading tackler, Matt Evans, linebacker on the Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And we have you measured in at the Shrine Game, Matt, just under 6 feet tall and 231 pounds. Is that the range that you're in right now?
Yeah, I'm about 230. they were all joking around because they were saying, all the players are saying they measured them small. So usually get to 6 feet, but on that day I wasn't, so I'll take it. Not sure it's gonna really matter, a couple of whatever, like small inches, I guess. So I'm a football player,
you know,
so I don't really worry about that and those types of things too much.
It's funny because, you know, if you see 6 foot, fine, no problem. All of a sudden it could be just, you know, a couple tenths of an inch lighter, and then all of a sudden, you know, that label comes out, people start tossing around the word undersized. And,
yep.
You know, while I don't think you're undersized, I think I like what I see from the skill set that you possess. But you are one of the shorter middle linebackers on our big board. So for those people, those naysayers, those doubters, those critics out there that want to label you as undersized, what do you say to those people?
I think a lot of people, there's been a lot of undersized players in the NFL that have succeeded, and honestly, I take being over a football player and having the instincts and just the ability to push through things when things get tough and when you get tired. I think I'd rather take those attributes than being an inch taller, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with you 1,000%, and we're talking to Matt Evans, New Hampshire Wildcats all-time leading tackler here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, fresh off his East-West Shrine Game performance. And I know you'll have a pro day coming up in March, so it's been a while. You know, you got a little taste of game action in the East-West Shrine Game, but, you know, you had about a month off in between in terms of actual live game action. So What are you doing now, Matt, to stay in shape? Where are you working out? How often are you working out? Take us through the workout regimen.
I'm at Athletic Edge right now. It's in Bradenton, Florida. We work out 6 days a week. We have Sundays off, so we work out twice a day and then switch off from upper and lower body and do agility, go out to the field in the mornings and stuff like that. We do yoga, have massages once a week, and basically doing all that stuff. We got a good amount of kids here, and we're pushing each other, and we're all working hard. So we all have the common goal of making it to the NFL, so it's going good right now.
Each and every year, Athletic Edge, I mean, they're notoriously known for their players consistently put up some of the best numbers year in and year out at the combines and pro day workouts. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, I talked to quite a few guys down there actually working out, and I know you got a good group of guys. Take us through what it's like with the competitiveness, the atmosphere. Like you said, everybody's striving for the same goal. What's the camaraderie like? You making new friends, or is everybody going about their business? What's it like down there?
Yeah, I'm living with Frank and Jordan right now, so we've become pretty close. Everyone's pretty close there. We push ourselves, and also, you know, we're competing against each other too, and that makes us better at the end of the day. So it's all good with what we're doing right now. So we just got to keep on doing it for about a month now.
And I should mention Matt Evans, represented by Reliance Sports Management, and special thanks to Jack Huntington for helping make this interview possible. Take us through the agent selection process, Matt, because it's almost like the college football recruiting process all over again, but this time there's a little bit more on the line. You know, it's more business, and you're trying to make a profession out of the game of football. So take us through your thought process and what went into the whole agent selection process.
Yeah, definitely. I probably got contacted this probably the summer before senior year, and a couple agents talked to me, came and visited. So I didn't really want to concentrate too much during the season. I would stay in touch, but I definitely didn't want to make a selection during the season. I wanted to concentrate on the team first, and I had a lot bigger role with UNH and being a captain, so I kind of held it off to the end of the season, probably waited a week, and made my decision then. But it's definitely something I didn't want to, you know, have a distraction for my team, and I wanted to be able to concentrate on my season then be able to make that important decision too.
Gotta love the mentality, folks. That's Matt Evans, New Hampshire linebacker that you're listening to, and everything is about the team first, and he's the team captain and the leadership of that New Hampshire Wildcats team that went to the playoffs 9 years in a row. Lucky to have him here on the Draft Live of Player Spotlight Show for a few minutes. And, Matt, I think we're going to dive into what's the biggest piece of adversity that you've endured throughout your career? Any adversity that you've had to deal with, whether it was on or off the field? And, you know, what did you learn from that experience?
I haven't had too much adversity on the field, I guess. Just like not making plays or losing the playoffs, I think has been the biggest things. I haven't gotten injured, knock on wood, but I don't know. Just it was tough for us. We didn't get past the quarterfinals at UNH, and that was definitely something that we wanted to do and we weren't able to do. And we really wanted to make the national championship. That was our number one goal each year. So that was something that was definitely hard for us, and we wanted to be better, but we didn't end up finishing the way we wanted to. So,
well, you definitely left New Hampshire in good hands. I mean, they have a strong foundation for the future, Matt. And, you know, you guys make the playoffs year in and year out. Since we have you on, real quick, maybe you can give us the skinny on some players we should keep a lookout for next season on that New Hampshire squad, because we definitely want to highlight some of these guys, you know, coming from the FCS. You guys don't get the publicity that sometimes you deserve. So who are some of the players we should keep a lookout for in the future?
RJ Harris is a really good receiver. He put up really good numbers, and he's definitely going to be a force to reckon with. Nico Stretti is a running back. He's started for us last year, and he's a tremendous player and a great kid. Defensive side of the ball, Manny Sam, he's going to be a good leader for the younger kids, and he's going to play his heart out. And then Chris Berringer, hopefully he returns. He had a concussion last year, so hopefully he can return to his form his sophomore year and do well. And I believe that he will.
All right. I got the pen and paper put to work here, jotting the names down as you rattle them off. That's Matt Evans, New Hampshire Wildcats. And how about at the next level, Matt? Is there anybody that you enjoy watching or try to emulate or maybe take a few tips watching at the next level in the NFL?
I'm a Pats fan. So I'm like a huge Pats fan. So I like watching Gerard Mayo and Spikes. I usually watch them first because I'm watching their games. But other than that, I've loved Urlacher for a while. He's definitely a good player. Patrick Willis is a great player. Just all those great linebackers as you see out on the field. So definitely pay attention when I'm watching the games to the linebacker position. So.
Yeah, coming from Hanover, Mass., I wouldn't expect anything less than being a Patriots fan. And, you know, I'm based down here in New York, so you know how that story goes. But how about, you know, one of the things at the next level, Matt, is the size of the playbook and the speed. But almost more importantly is the film study. And, you know, I'm sure you've spent a lot of time in the film room, and you're going to probably spend numerous, countless hours of your life to come in the film room. So talk about the evolution of your film room study habits. And, you know, I know with today's technology, there's a lot of nice ways to keep up and watch film these days. So just talk about how that's evolved during your time in New Hampshire and how much time you put and dedicate to the film room.
Yeah, like high school was probably like once a week. We didn't have that much resources to watch film. So it was definitely a big step when I got to New Hampshire. They have DVS for it, and we literally watch that every single day, an hour before practice. So I've gotten pretty used to it. We watch it on Sundays all day, and then me and a couple of linebackers will come in on Monday when we have the day off and watch our next opponent. And then from there, it's just each and every single day we'll watch film before practice. And we get a little stick to bring home that we're able to watch at our house on our laptop. So we've gotten pretty used to it, looking for the keys of the players, of, like any tips that I can find from offensive linemen or running backs and the scheme that they want to do against us. So.
All right, very good. We've been talking to New Hampshire linebacker Matt Evans here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We've been talking some X's and O's on the field. Time to go outside the lines, out of bounds a little bit, get to know Matt in the off the field a little bit in his personal life. And we're going to see if we can uncover anything in our segment that we like to call three and out, Matt. And I'm going to kick it off on first down and ask you, sir, who would win in a fight, Ronald McDonald or Colonel Sanders from KFC?
I definitely think Ronald McDonald. He's got a little bit of size advantage. He's probably like 6'5", it seems like. So when he's sitting down, it still looks like he's like 7 feet. So I think I'd have to go with Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald will stomp definitely out the Colonel Sanders. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. How about if I had to give you the opportunity to compete on one of these reality shows, which one would you choose, American Idol or So You Think You Could Dance?
Both would be pretty intriguing, but I guess So You Think You Could Dance. I guess I could take some teaching and learn a couple funny dances that I could do in front of America. I don't have that great a voice. So.
Put that linebacker footwork to work.
Yeah.
You're not going to stretch the vocal cords for us today, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. How about if I could say you could take one female celebrity out on a date, which female celebrity would you choose?
That's very tough. It used to be Jessica Simpson, and kind of changed the past couple of years.
Yeah, she's kind of changed.
Yeah, I don't know. Jessica Biel, something like that, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't have a number one really right now, but
yeah, no, Jessica Biel. You know, I'd say Beyonce, Jessica Biel, and Jessica Alba are probably the top three vote getters right now.
So. Yeah, can't go wrong with any one of them. So
yeah, exactly. So all right, very good. And we're gonna go for it on fourth down, Matt. It's a question I like to end every show with. And I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should draft Matt Evans.
Because I'm a football player. I've played that my entire life. I'm going to give 110%. There's nothing you're going to want more in a football player than me. Me in the film room studying each and every day. Football is my life, and it's exactly what I want to do with my life. And I think you're not going to find a harder worker than me. And when things get tough, I'm definitely going to be the first one in line and not backing down and just continue to go. So definitely someone that you'd want to have on your team.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule and joining us on the Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and looking forward to where your next destination lands you. Hey, you never know. Be in New England there. That would be something of a homecoming. But appreciate you taking some time. Definitely keep us posted. I'll check in with Jack and keep everybody updated on your progress. But appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today.
All right. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. There you have it. That is New Hampshire linebacker Matt Evans. And, wow, I'll tell you, I mean, that's probably the most polished kid we've had on the show for the player spotlight. And I think NFL teams are going to walk out of interviews with Matt highly impressed, because seems like a very strong individual, both on the field, off the field, mentally, and had a lot of good answers there on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. One of my favorite prospects in the upcoming 2013 NFL Draft, just 86 days away, man. Woo! Can you feel it? Remember where you heard it here first at the NFL Draft Bible. I was your host, Rick Saratella. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible for all our latest player interviews and NFL Draft updates, counting you down to the 2013 NFL Draft. I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Till next time.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.